written and read by Maurice Gleitzman.
I grip the stick tight and run full pelt between the trees towards the crunching boots. And stop. And stare. It's a boy. He isn't much older than me. He's wearing shiny boots and a whole Nazi uniform, but he doesn't even have a gun. Just a bike. Confused, I duck behind a tree. I realise what he must be. A Hitler Youth boy. He hasn't seen me. He's leaning his bike against the wall of a house. The door of the house opens and a man and a woman come out. The woman hugs the boy. The man gives him a Nazi salute, and the boy gives him one back. They look like proud parents. The boy takes his boots off, and the three of them go inside and shut the door. I'm hot with sweat, partly because of what I was going to do, and partly because of what I can see on the bike. The things strapped to the front mudguard, one on each side. They look like explosive shells on the end of long sticks. I think I know what they are. I read about them in the newspaper. They're special weapons for blowing up tanks. I think they're called bazookas. I don't hesitate. I walk over and get on the bike. Then I get off again and crouch down and pull my boots off. I put the Nazi ones on. They're a bit big, but much better than my old ones that leak where I sewed in the extra bits of leather. I jump on the bike and pedal as fast as I can down the lane. I haven't ridden a bike for 7 years, and pedalling makes my legs hurt, but I don't care. As I speed up, the cold air stings my face. It feels good. I've got a bike and two bazookas. I'm wearing boots that killers wear. The partisans will have to think that's better than a gun any day.